Yo, B, they ready. Let's go.
I'm feeling myself.
What's up? It's Women's Day. And we got a lot of news, so I had to bring along my favorite woman. Go around the globe with your boy.
I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less tax habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, sell Mavericks. My main back, black Maddie. Bitch.
Yeah. This is the incredible classes in session. The sandstorm taking human form, discussing sports and pop culture. We answering all your questions. I know what you're guessing. Just an ordinary show based in London, but we different. Talking about what they want, you should pay attention. Politics and social issues. We running facts that the media lies about on the daily. Things that they won't admit to. TK the Great, here to set the record straight. Don't cry when you hear the truth, and if you do, here's a tissue. Bringing you dope news globally. Listen, these topics of discussion very unique. You're out missing. Just tune in. The same time every day except on the weekend. It gets raw jumping in the deep end.
We like it in the deep end.
They ready.
What it is. What is up.
Let's go.
What is what.
I'm feeling myself.
It is literally the top of the 5 o'clock hour in the sexiest city in the entire world. That means it's midnight in the city that never sleeps anywhere, and 9 p.m. simultaneously in the cities of angels and sin. I want to welcome you to TK's Take. I am your benevolent, excellent, magnificent host, TK the Great. You could be listening to anybody else in the world right now, but you've chosen to ride with your boy, and for that, I'm grateful. I know I don't sound like it, but I promise you, I'm a humble guy. Today, what can we say about today that hasn't been said? We're not really going to talk about the tariffs. This afternoon was really about
male or female, it makes no difference. I stop the world.
So, I had to do it. Y'all know I had to do it. So look, this earlier's broadcast was about explaining tariffs and why it was bad. The President of the United States is going to meet with North Korea against everybody's best advice. Here's the thing. While the rest, 11 other countries today signed the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the United States withdrew further and further away from the old world. Remember, this is the new world. So, America, feel yourself alone. Especially considering who your president is. If you're going to be feeling on yourself. Right. Nigel said I went too far. I don't care. So listen. We tried this earlier in the week. We're going to try it again. I'm going to let y'all vibe out to feeling myself.
Bitches ain't got punchlines or flow.
By Nicki Minaj featuring Beyonce. Because it's Woman's Day. I already know I'm going to get you out of here on Whitney Houston's I'm Every Woman. So I'm going to let you continue to feel yourself. We're going to go to break. And when we come back, I promise you this time we'll have Autumn. Or I'm going to kill it. It's just that simple. You're listening to TK's Take on the HII Radio Network.
Trippin' on that work, trippin' off that perk, flippin' up my skirt, and I be whippin' all that work, taking trips with all them keys, car keys got bees, singin' with the queen bee, and we be whippin' all that D, cause we dope girls, we flawless, we the poster girls for hourless, we run around with them bowlers, only real niggas on my cowlist, I'm the big kahuna, go
let them whores know. Just on this song alone, bitches on her fourth floor.
You like it, don't you, bitches? Your money.
And we're back. And I promised you, Autumn from Arizona. And unfortunately, she's here. Not unfortunately. Thank God, Autumn, that you are here. It's International Women's Day. I didn't feel like early. We did a show earlier where I explained what a tariff was and why it was bad for Europe. I didn't really talk about what it was going to do to the United States because I am European, whether I like it or not. And it's where I'm going to live. And so right after the tariff was signed, we came on air because the European Union said, and these are our tariffs. The second you slap them on us, we're going to slap them on you. And so this doesn't mean necessarily that there will be a trade war, but I wanted my audience to understand the implications and why this will likely lead to a trade war. I don't know if you follow us on Instagram, and I don't mean me, I mean the show. I got into it a bit with somebody who basically was saying, well, Mexico and Canada are going to be okay. They will be if they renegotiate NAFTA. I think people pick and choose out of the news what they want. And that's dangerous. That's really dangerous. That's really dangerous. So, before we get into anything else, how did you spend the day where we were supposed to be honoring women just because we should be honoring women? How'd you spend your Women's Day?
So, well, I want to start off by saying happy Women's Day to all the women who are not Trump supporters. Love you.
Saucy.
And I actually did spend the day work, but I did work remote home. So the way I did, I just didn't put on any pants.
Oh my God. Really? Like,
yeah.
It's a lot of things that the audience needs to know. The fact that you were working pantsless, okay. See, but you also, wait. You have to understand, pants in the UK doesn't mean what it means in the United States. So you just told my audience that you were working basically bottomless because pants are our underpants.
That too.
And pants here would be trousers. So apparently Autumn, it's hot in Arizona, and so she worked pantless today. But continue, please.
And that's about it. Had a Starbucks. It's the little thing.
Well, I mean, I saw that McDonald's flipped the golden arches
W
to a W. I heard Starbucks was doing something. I admit that last year, the United Kingdom was more engaged in International Women's Day than it was this year. But we feel like we are literally under attack. And I'm surprised by the amount of shock here in the United Kingdom. This is what Vladimir Putin does. You don't spy for the enemy. And he lets you go in a spy swap, and that's the end of it. He's a thug and a murderer.
He absolutely is.
Now, I have my issues with American police, but none really with the United Kingdom police. And this poor first responder, this officer, is gravely ill. Because they attacked Sergei and his daughter with a nerve agent.
Yes.
And so, if you were watching the news today in the United Kingdom, you saw us in front of Scotland Yard saying we're going to treat this as a homicide. And you saw the defense secretary saying we are going to be looking for murder charges, attempted murder charges. And one of the foreign deputy ministers said we should be looking to cut ties, diplomatic ties, all diplomatic ties with Russia, since they think that they can commit murder in the United Kingdom with impunity. Now, I don't know that trying to kill one person means you think you can kill with impunity, but we got an officer who might not make it, as well as this man's child. And so, it got me to thinking. And I think a lot. I know that I'm goofy and I'm silly and but that's because I think about heavy shit all day. And so when I do get a chance to be goofy and silly, I do it to the point where my wife is nauseated. I will also admit to that as well. But today made me really start to think. Right before we were coming through commercial and I was talking to Autumn during the break, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership has always bothered me. Maybe because I was forced to take economics. Maybe because I actually understand foreign trade. It made me angry. That and the fact that, do you really think Barack Obama would do something that would hurt the country? I know that Bernie Sanders wasn't for the TPP either, but Bernie's a socialist.
Right.
He doesn't care if we make money. So I never understood why the socialists were on the same page as the protectionists. But whatever. So while China now became the most important trading partner on the planet, because we are not, and when I say we, I mean the United States. I know my listeners get confused. Sometimes I say we, I'm talking about Germany. Sometimes I say we, and I mean Europe. Sometimes I say we, I mean the United Kingdom. And sometimes I say we, meaning the United States. I will get better. But the United States is not in that trade deal. And so I'm struck by the 11 countries who are in the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the fact that simultaneously Donald John Trump, what a fucking ridiculous name for a president. I'm serious. We have presidents like John Fitzgerald Kennedy, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Barack Hussein Obama, William Jefferson Clinton, George Walker Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, Donald John Trump. I guess he makes up for his boring name with his fucking antics. I want the entire world, but especially Americans, to understand this is not normal. Him announcing that he's going to sit down with North Korea may seem to Trumpers like some type of win. It may even seem to Donald Trump like a win. But I want my listeners to know that no sitting president has ever sat down with anybody that considered themselves the quote unquote president or leader or whatever the hell, because Koreans almost look upon the Kim family as gods. As a matter of fact, it is illegal to name your son Kim Jong-un in North Korea. Now, keep in mind, Kim is the most, it's like a Smith, right? John is popular too. So you got like an ill, a son, a coon. I mean, all right. Let me just, because that's me being a little ethnocentric. And I'm trying to calm down. I lit a blunt right before we started this exercise. And I
spoke up a little bit, man.
Yeah. But I'm angry. I'm really angry. I'm angry because he doesn't even understand that by sitting down with North Korea, he legitimizes them.
Yeah. Well, look at what he did with look at what he did with Taiwan. Do you remember that?
What he did with Taiwan. He's done so much shit. Refresh not only my memory, but maybe my listeners are like, what the hell did he do to Taiwan?
He referred to their leader as the president. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. He violated the one China policy.
Yeah. So I don't expect any better from him, especially with this whole bullshit North Korea thing. He does not give a fuck.
No, but see, you know what? That was more... See, because he knows President Xi now. He wouldn't do that now. That was, I'm stupid and ignorant. Pay me no attention. I really believe that.
Really?
Yeah, I really do, because he hasn't done it since.
I don't know.
Listen, the man said, President Xi is a great guy. He just became president for life. Maybe we'll try that here someday. He is a menace. He is trampling over the Constitution. He is the dumbest, most unprepared president this country has ever seen. And there are people old enough to remember George Bush, the second one. And we haven't even gotten to the Stormy Daniels fucking thing yet. So,
yeah.
For the love of God. Let me ask you a question. I've always been, I'm a movie guy. I am in the movies, right? But I am also like a politics guy. So I expect for people who are in the politics to have seen this movie called Wag the Dog. Have you seen Wag the Dog?
I have. It was years ago, but I...
All right. For those of you who have not, I'm going to give away the plot just a little bit. It stars the great Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro. And there is a president of the United States. And this movie, I believe, came out during the Clinton years, which was, to me, scandalous in itself. Because the president had an affair. And he had an affair with a woman. Or so he thought. Or so he tried to say. It turned out that this was a Girl Scout that he had had sex with. And so now the president of the United States was about to be charged with child molestation.
Yeah.
And then the movie kicks in. They make a war in a fucking country that doesn't exist. And everybody forgets the president's sex scandal.
Yeah.
And at the end, Dustin Hoffman, who was the producer of all this, said, I want to take credit for it. This is the greatest fucking thing I've ever done, and I want to take credit for it. Robert De Niro, who has famously won an Oscar for playing... The Godfather, unceremoniously because he was a spook, had Dustin Hoffman killed in his own house. Now, the reason that I bring up Wag the Dog for, I don't know, the third time in the last three shows, what the hell do you think this trade war is all about, yep. people?
Yeah.
This came out of nowhere. And it's what Gary Cohn resigned over. And see, this is this is what I couldn't get into because I felt that I needed an American with me. Gary Cohn stood next to Donald Trump, and while he said there were fine people on both sides. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, I point this out to you only to illustrate a point. Gary Cohn is a Jew. And I don't point that out because he's the if you're thinking, oh, yeah, it's because he was the president of Goldman Sachs, or, yeah, you're saying that because he was Trump's financial. No. The fine people that he were talking about were chanting, Jew will not replace us.
They were fucking Nazis, yeah.
But the president of the United States said that there were fine people. And there is a picture of Gary Cohn standing next to the president of the United States hanging his head. But he didn't resign over that. See, now, if you want to say now I'm making an anti-Semitic joke, I'll have to take it on the chin because what I'm stating is true. You're messing with the money. And now Cohn resigns, so it's all right that he rips away DACA protections, that he tries to ban transgender people from serving their country, when God knows, I wouldn't let my children sign up for this shit. So anybody who would be willing to serve this country under this motherfucker is a true patriot. Because my black ass or my half-black children would not be out there. Sorry. Wouldn't happen. This is not normal. It is not normal, ladies and gentlemen, to have someone from a foreign country stand out in the goddamn garden of the United States in front of your mansion, because they call it the people's mansion. It's the people's house. They stood in front of your house, the house that you pay to maintain, all 23 acres of that shit. And y'all let Koreans tell you that your president was going to meet with North Korea. That's what you allowed. All of you.
Yep.
And I don't want to hear, what can we do? Because you know what? A bunch of kids at a high school who are still grieving, who are probably going through unimaginable things. I have PTSD. All right? My PTSD comes from my father's brain being on steps. Not me actually experiencing it. Just that. The aftermath of a murder. So I can't imagine what they're going through. I can't imagine the therapy that they need, the counseling, the night sweats, the nightmares. I can't imagine. But they had the intestinal fortitude, the testicular fortitude, if you will, to gather themselves and go to Tallahassee. And I'll give them credit for this. Because the one kid was on Lawrence O'Donnell saying, yeah, we got that done, but I'm not going to clap or cheer or do anything until Rick Scott signs it. If this was a real priority for the House, somebody would have gotten it to Rick. It would have been signed this morning.
Yeah.
But those kids got more done It hasn't even been a month since the school shooting. And they've gotten more done than any political activist group in my lifetime. And so I want to know, I want to know, what are you lazy fucking Americans going to do?
You want to know that, you know what, you want to know what I'm betting on?
Yeah.
A whole lot of fucking nothing. Unless there's corporate sponsors, t-shirt sales, and concessions involved.
I say we march on Washington on Independence Day and you get rid of this motherfucker. Tom Sayre is the only person that I see on television saying, why is he still president? The rest of you, if you're not speaking out, then you are okay with it.
Okay. Complacency. It's just, you know,
No, but you know what, Autumn, I love you. And you know that, don't you? You do know that. All right, so this is going to probably sound a little harsh, but it's coming from a good place. You post a lot of things. You're here. You're doing this show. You're very vocal. But that's not activism.
I don't talk about a lot of the shit that I do.
All right.
I just don't.
Why not?
I find it off-putting when I see a "hey, look at me" kind of thing. And I know that probably because you hear from me because I'm so dramatic and such a drama queen.
Right.
I don't like to discuss a lot of what I do. Part of that is honestly for my own protection with my career.
Okay.
But
see that makes sense. That makes sense why you don't talk about it. All right, but you're doing something, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know Americans that aren't doing a fucking thing. I have friends that are Americans that I love immensely that aren't doing a fucking thing.
I know.
Oh, he's so horrible. Oh, I can't stand him. Or some people are like, I've checked out. I've just checked out. I can't deal with him. Okay, so when he blows us all the fuck up, I'm going to stab them first. You don't deserve to watch the mushroom cloud. He's going to get us. Listen, there was I can't remember who tweeted it. But everybody had to see it. I retweeted it. They said if McMaster resigns and Bolden goes in, we're all going to die. Guess who was seen at the White House this morning?
McMaster.
No, Bolden. The one that McMaster is leaving.
Yeah, I saw that he's leaving. When is he leaving?
It hasn't been announced yet. And I think the only reason it hasn't is because they don't have a replacement. Gary Cohn did just leave. Hope Hicks resigned. And Rod Porter. This is what we've lost within the last 30 days, ladies and gentlemen. We being the Americans. We being the world. I mean, fuck this. We talk about, I'm a globalist. I really am. All this sovereignty and all this bullshit. I believe that the mountaintop, the let freedom ring part is Star Trek. Where we finally conquer, we realize that money is not that important. We need to take care of each other. When we've gotten past war, and all that shit. I'm not coming back because I believe we do come back. I'm not fucking coming back until that is life. Because I care too much about human beings. I can't bear to watch the Syrian children dying in the droves that they are. And America fucking says nothing. I blame the United Kingdom for all of this shit because it's your fucking colonialism that started all this shit. I know, my wife tells me all the time, listen, they're going to deport you. Where the fuck are they going to deport me? I'm a European citizen. They could kick me out of where? You can't even make me go back to the United States, motherfuckers. I was born in Germany. So deport me. Please. Send my black ass back to Germany. I will be so miserable if you deport me to Germany. I will be so heartbroken if I'm deported to Germany. I'm going to calm down right now.
You need to calm.
I am. I'm going to calm down right now. I don't understand the lack of action. You know, black people, especially, your whole life has been about getting your fucking equality, and they're trying to take it away. There was a video going around of a man racially profiled at Target. On Twitter, there is a video of a movie employee saying that these girls in the gang rooms were monkeys. And when a black woman tried to defend them as an officer kicked them out of the theater, a black woman was arrested. Joy Reid retweeted it. If you want to see that video, it makes me angry. I feel like the spirit of Nate Turner rising up in me. Now, see, if you don't know who Nat Turner is, I lost you right there. But if you do know who Nat Turner is, I also just scared the shit out of you. That's where I am.
What we need to consider is there are people that are looking at this from a different perspective.
Wait. What perspective are they looking at it from?
So I want you to consider a few things for a moment. So, of course, we have the people who are out there who love making signs, holding their Starbucks, and chanting, maybe yelling a few kind of protesters, whatever, right?
Okay.
So I want you to consider the fact that there are quite a few Americans across the country who are ready to stand, who are knowledgeable, and if it comes down to it, they'll do it through violent revolution. And I think that's not something that's advertised.
No, see, I know that is actually bubbling right below the surface. Like, I tweeted to Joy Reid. She was like, why are we being treated like this? And we shouldn't be. And I said, and you know what? We won't be. People are tired. And so, remember, we tried it Malcolm's way. We tried it Martin's way. And then we thought Martin had the better idea. These kids are like, see, we tried Martin's way. Now we really do need to try Malcolm's way by any means necessary.
So, what I can tell people, one of the best things that you can do is educate yourself, arm yourself, learn how to use those arms, and maintain them. If this is something that's against your own principles, you need to go to groups within your area. Red Nest Rebellion. I know that there are some Antifa groups, but I do get along with it. Support them. They're just fucking right. They're defending your freedom. They're the ones going out there that are getting hit, maimed, pepper sprayed, arrested, and put in the veterinarian. So if you can't show up, support them.
Well,
I don't think that people realize, and I talked about this before, we have militias all over the place. We have white supremacist groups all over the place. If you see that this is not just boiling and bubbling,
you're muffled.
If you don't think things are boiling and bubbling with these terrorist groups, you aren't fucking paying attention. For example, go to the Arizona Militia website. They are asking for donations of fucking Kevlar and bullets.
What the hell for?
That's what you should be asking yourself.
No, I know. The government's on their side.
And that's a fucking problem.
Well, you know, you know what? The NRA, speaking of militias, because I had to take constitutional law, and the Second Amendment, it is the only one of its kind in the world. I'm going to explain to you why we have it and why it is wrong now. America was founded by British colonists. We had a mad king, King George. If we had any other monarch, and I mean this with all sincerity, if we'd had any other monarch, Great Britain would be the richest country in the world and not the United States, because they would have stayed a colony. But just like you have a mad president right now, you had a mad king. And he posed taxes on the colonists and did not tell them why. So one of their civil disobediences, because you know the Brits, we love our tea, put the kettle on. If you come to England and somebody does not put a kettle of tea on for you, they are not British, run. Okay? Run. You have been kidnapped. Something is wrong. I'm not British. I lived there long enough, though, to know, put a kettle on. All right? So, to have the tea dumped in the harbor, oh my God, the king lost his fucking mind. Now, after they declared their independence, they won the Revolutionary War. See, people seem to think that in 1776, they became a country. No. You were rebellious, fucking heathenous, misbehaving subjects, is what you were. And if you believe in God, thank God for it. But you were misbehaved, ill-behaved miscreants whom the king sent the redcoats to crush. One if by land, two if by sea. They were not yelling, the British were coming. We were all British. And back then, there was no Great Britain. So let's dispel that too. But when Prince Harry gets married, just like when Prince Charles, you know, the dress reds, we're redcoats. We still are. We always will be. The redcoats were coming. As you know, George Washington, the first president of the United States, and I bring him up for two reasons. One, he's the first president, but we're talking about a mad king in the parallels. You had one monument in that country that you could say, we have proof. We know that George Washington did XYZ with this. He had planted this tree that he had gotten from Canada. He planted the tree. He was buried for a time under this tree. The nor'easter that ran through the United States blew that tree down. It is destroyed. It's dead. It's gone. And I fear so is the Republic. The Second Amendment was not about guns. It was literally, as a farmer, if soldiers came upon your land to seize it and they had no right to do so, that if you picked up a rake and you struck a soldier or any law enforcement officer who was illegally trying to take your land, you had a right to bear arms. You had a right to defend your property and or person. It didn't mean you had a right to a fucking gun. And even if it did, it was something that took 5 goddamn minutes to load. If you, after all you had to do to load a gun back then, if you still fired it, you really wanted to shoot a motherfucker. Think about that. Autumn, you and I are in an argument, right?
Right.
All right. I have now decided to shoot you. Now, Nigel, you're going to keep time. Autumn, I've decided to kill you. Now, let's go ahead on and talk about whatever we're going to talk about. Because I'm going to illustrate how long it took to load a gun back then.
Let's do it.
So, and the NRA has these propaganda videos where good white folks are told to arm themselves, and brown and black gangs are at the doors. It's like an ISIS video for American white men and scared single suburban moms. Is the NRA a domestic terrorist group?
Yes. Yes. They absolutely 100% are.
Now, I don't know if Dave listens to this show, but I told him that I was going to talk about this. It was going to be the crux of the show. I don't say things that aren't true. Is the NRA a terrorist group? Think about the kind of videos that I just told you they put out. Gang members. And none of these people are even like light tan. They are black and brown. And this isn't, you know, for terrorists. These are just people who look like me, who may be black or Mexican or Native American, for all we know. But there were no white people in that video. And we're still loading the gun to shoot Autumn, by the way. Go ahead.
It's making me... For years.
Of course.
And I am so disappointed in us as a country that we thought that they were so benign and just for this crazy fringe asshole, we never took notice and we let the cancer spread.
And now...
Are you allowed?
Yes, exactly. I thank you for taking responsibility. We did allow it. Because we thought, when we think of the NRA, I don't think of responsible people like Meghan McCain. Now, I don't like Meghan McCain. I don't want you guys, even though I'm trying to get her on the show. I will admit to that. I don't like her. My wife makes me watch The View. I love my wife. I'm happily married. I love my wife and I want to stay married. And so I watch The View with my wife, whom I love very much. And so I'm exposed to Meghan McCain. Meghan McCain is passionate about what she believes in. But to the point sometimes where, are we still allowed to say women are bitchy?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not trying to be condescending. Ladies, we are in new territory. And I'm not that dude. So if I was going to say something wrong, I know Autumn wasn't going to let that slide. So she comes off bitchy. And I'm like, look, it's a show. It's opinions. When y'all leave. And I know there are times that Whoopi has to like look at her like, girl, I will snatch you up from that chair. Or she gets so aggressive because she is the only conservative up there.
Yeah, she's defensive all the time.
All the goddamn time. But when I'm getting back to what I was saying, though, when I think of an NRA member, because she is a member of the NRA, you could be a gun owner a la... I don't know. Let me see. Who's super liberal? Bill Maher? Whoopi Goldberg has a gun.
She's an NRA member, too.
No, she's not.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I don't speak about things I don't know. I thought she was, too, when I checked. She's not.
Gotcha. Was she at one time?
Yes, she was.
That's what I'm thinking.
But see, she saw the perniciousness of these ads. She saw that the lobbying power, and Whoopi chose to leave and distance herself. Hey, Sandy Hook scared the shit out of me. I'm not ashamed of that. So I withdrew into the suburbs. Right? And somehow, through circumstance, I end up in Florida. And I end up 1.8 miles from George Zimmerman in the same gated community. My stomach, I'm about to feel like I'm about to throw up right now. So what I'm trying to tell you is, at that moment, I realized we are not safe anywhere. We're not safe anywhere. We're not safe anywhere. And I stayed, but I was ready to go. And the morning after Zimmerman was acquitted, I moved to the United Kingdom. I have been back to Florida on more than one occasion. Was just there last weekend for my nephew's wrestling competition. I can't believe I spent all that time and money and he literally lost in his first match. But it is what it is. I love you, William. I'm still very proud of you. I got my t-shirt made. But damn. Hopefully, I will be coming to see you when he figures out where he wants to go to school. He's got three scholarship offers. I'm never gonna see him wrestle though again in high school. But I'm getting off the subject. The subject is Sandy Hook scared the shit out of me. and I got out of Dodge. So when I think of NRA people, it's not people who look like Dana Loesch. It's the, you know, the long beard, camouflage wearing, Confederate flag, don't tread on me. You know, that's why I need my AR-15 against a tyrannical government. It's funny, though. Barack Obama, who never said he was coming for your guns, Donald Trump did, though. Why don't we just take the guns? I like taking the guns and thinking about due process later. Now, see, everybody got all upset about that because they thought that he was going against the NRA. No, he was thinking about due process. Fuck the laws. He thinks he is going to be President Xi. He's not going. There's going to be no peaceful transition of power from. Are y'all under that delusion still?
I hope not. I hope they're not.
Y'all can't be. He's never going. Listen. He signed up for re-election the day he was inaugurated. No fucking serious president, even on a night that you're partying. And it really is all about you. That night, for only that night, even though you still got all the same problems. All the same problems. You got your security brief that morning. But tonight, it's all about you. And unless somebody attacks the fucking United States, they're not going to bother you with this bullshit tonight. It's your inauguration. The first fucking thing that motherfucker did, he signed up for re-election and he made it cost $500 more for you to buy a house. That's the first thing he did. He thought about himself. Me. Real estate. Bam. I've been trying to tell y'all about this dude since before y'all let Russia. I don't understand how y'all didn't see what Russia did to us. And y'all let it happen to you. And you're stupider than we are. Or so I thought. But apparently, in the United Kingdom, we're reluctant to think that Russia got to us. We can't admit it openly. Like, your intelligence chiefs have come out and said, they fucked with us. We still can't admit it. We can't admit it. So you have one up on the United Kingdom, America.
Are you surprised?
Am I surprised that? See, yes, because you know who didn't get caught in this? France and Germany.
Yeah.
Germany is not necessarily thrilled to pieces that Angela Merkel took in 1 million and 1,000. If she'd only taken in 1,000, she'd have fucking won in a landslide. Y'all be calling her Hitler right now. She took in 1 million refugees, and because of that, I mean, she is a Christian Democrat, though. And I'm not saying that as a slur. That's the name of her party. She's a Christian Democrat who loves Barack Obama.
Yeah.
My God. I think if she were single and younger and Barack was available, she'd be on that.
Well, who wouldn't?
Me.
Oh, come on.
I'm saying some dudes would be like, yeah, I would rock Barack. No, no, no. Now, Michelle wouldn't even have to change age for me. She could stay almost old enough to be my mama. I would not care. I would not care. Michelle Obama is almost old enough to be my mama, and I'll be like, you know what, mama? It don't matter. It don't matter. I'm grown. I'm grown. So, Germany could have gone, and listen, they picked up some far right seats. I'm not going to sit up here and say, oh, Germany is wonderful, it's so wonderful, and not tell you the truth, because then I'd be doing you a disservice. Right? Absolutely. But what I will say this. France knew Russia was meddling in its elections and said to the press, we're going to hold this. We're not infringing upon you. We're asking you to hold this until after the election. We don't want this to affect the election. You see what happened in the United States. And because of that, we don't have a Marine Le Pen and a Frexit. Europe will be falling apart. Italy went far right.
What the fuck is that?
Because there's no leadership from the United States to prevent that from happening. There is no, we will cut your aid, Italy. There's also no one saying, like we did to Australia, we will take some of those refugees off your hands. Barack Obama, I can't even say Barack Obama. There isn't a sensible Republican in the White House, and there used to be. You know, don't let, again, guys, this is not fucking normal. This is not normal. No other president has behaved like this. Have presidents had affairs? Yes. And not just Bill Clinton.
Oh, Jesus, all of them.
Listen, and don't even get me started about John F. Kennedy, whose wife knew if the rope was up on the White House swimming pool, she wasn't even to go into that part of the house. And they loved Jack Kennedy. But see, you know what? This kind of smut. Wait. But I just want to say this. This kind of smut sticks to everybody else. John Edwards probably would be president of the United States if not for his schlong. Nothing is sticking to this dude. And so, listen, I want to keep it real. I didn't care that Bill Clinton got a blowjob. I feel bad for Melania because she had just had a baby. But then again, not really, because you knew who you married. He's never been faithful to any of his wives. I mean, but damn, she did just give birth. But if I didn't care that Bill Clinton got a blowjob, if Donald Trump can find somebody to fuck him, God bless both of them. I mean that. I really do. But paying her off, oddly enough, the same day that James Comey came out and said we're reinvestigating Hillary Clinton, you guys know, say it with me. 1, 2, 3. TK does not believe in coincidences. There is no such thing as a fucking coincidence. The day that came out, Gary Cohen pays Stormy Daniels. Okay. All right. I'm getting ready to be heavyweight champ of the world, y'all. Yep. Me. I have not boxed since I was an amateur and 17, but I'm going to be heavyweight champ. Book it. And if that happens, the shit is fixed. Motherfucker, I can't beat the heavyweight champ. Collusion is not a crime. You will hear the Trump administration say that. Collusion is not a crime. It's not. Conspiracy, though, is. And Autumn, yeah, I will give you back the floor.
Listen, I don't mean to shit on your wrist, but I gotta say, there's a lot of lofty expectations to it. When you're discussing and addressing a country whose average IQ is 100, most of them don't know the difference between the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Wait a minute. 1 second. You're a little muffled.
How's this?
Perfect.
So you're addressing and expecting a country to, who has an average IQ of, what, about 100?
I was hoping you would go past that because that was clear. Damn. So that came through twice. Yes, I know. America's stupid. Okay, all right.
Listen, the specific subject matter that's being discussed, most Americans don't understand the Constitution nor the Bill of Rights. They don't understand them even if they have read them. They just know if they don't like something.
Well, that's why I tried to explain it to him. And Nigel told me to tell you, I've shot you. I missed. And then I shot you a second time. And I missed. But I'm reloading for my third shot.
All right.
Yeah, that's... I just want you guys to understand. The reason that I could miss Autumn is because... she ain't the fuck there by the time it took me to load the goddamn gun.
Well, and then let's also consider this. Has anybody ever held an 18th century musket?
Yes.
I
have.
How heavy are they?
They are heavy as fuck.
Yes. And, let's talk about aim on that motherfucker.
Not good.
So unless you're shooting with fucking buckshot?
Yeah.
You don't have chance of grazing.
Yeah, because the weapon is heavy. It didn't even have, like, something for you to really measure your vision against.
Sight? No,
which is why I'm assuming a lot of them had, they were bayonets. Because... if once you ran out of gunpowder, too, what the fuck could you do?
Well, right. You know, what won the French and Indian War, it was not lining up and shooting each other like it was fucking muskets like dipshit. It was guerrilla tactics.
Right.
But my point, I can tell you right now, I have pretty much lost faith in the intelligence of the average American to understand how hard they're being fucked in the ass.
Ouch!
It is the God's honest truth.
I was just giving them an audio, you know, like an audio. Ouch!
This is the God's honest truth. You know, and I will sit there and I will try to tell people and I will try to educate them. This is. Just as we were discussing the regulations Obama had set forth for gun control, essentially, for the mentally ill. They violated not just the second, let's throw out the second. They violated the Fourth Amendment. And
yes.
People were just, what? And I dumbed it down quite a bit, as much as I possibly could.
Wait.
And it was still,
Autumn. You notice how when I talked about the Second Amendment, I told them what it was? You can't assume, remember, my primary audience is not American. You have to explain to them what the Fourth, what the Fourth Amendment is. And I can tell you part of it is right to privacy, something you don't have in the UK, but go ahead.
So specifically what this violated was due process. So it's a very scary thing when you say you have a ding for being mentally ill or you were treated in a facility. Therefore, we're going to take another constitutional right away. That is lack of due process. There's no hearing. There's no challenging. There's no specific determination. What that has to do to people is also just, it's not even necessarily about owning a gun. That's going to put fear in people with a legitimate mental illness that they're getting treatment for. They're
going to be afraid their wife is going to be taken. But see, my thing is this. I would have the Second Amendment abolished. That's just me personally.
Oh, yeah, I don't give a shit about it.
But
I'm a gun owner, too.
Right, so I'm just saying. But don't think about it as, oh, well, fuck it. I don't care if they're violating the Second Amendment. No, motherfucker. If they violated the second one, what makes you think they're going to... fuck it. The fifth can go, too. Do you get it? See, I need y'all to make that connection. Don't let it be because it's not an amendment that you care about. That's what liberals do. Oh, well, I don't care about the Second Amendment. Fuck it. No, motherfucker, because if they will start violating amendments... Well, fuck it. We'll take away your first and third and fourth, fifth. Shit. The 13th, slavery is back. If they start violating your amendments, your rights, we can't have this. And so while Dianne Feinstein, and you see it, I've basically turned my back on her.
Yes, I did.
No, I'm talking to my audience. You may not have listened tonight that I got emails about, no, not Dianne. Yes. God damn it. They all have to go. All of them. Dianne Feinstein was rubbing her hands and clapping when Donald Trump said, and we'll do due process later. No. That's why they all need to go. Because if they violate my Second Amendment, which I don't give a fuck about, they might start fucking with my fifth, which I do.
Right. And this is where the problem lies.
Or the 13th, yeah. Which would make me three-fifths of a person.
Right. So, you know, and here's the thing. What I always say, I have to tell you, on a personal note, I do have a sister who is bipolar, and she self-medicates with illegal drugs. She is off the rails.
I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry.
Thank you. And what I had to explain to my mother after years of heartbreak from her is what I tell her is you can't have expectations of a person that's beyond what they can provide, that's within their mental capacity to provide. Now, sadly, I am applying that same thought process to many of my fellow Americans.
That's sad. That's like really, really sad. And Nigel was like, that was too much dead air. And I know I'm used to having music fill in my gaps. And I have the uncanny ability of stopping. And then I never know what's going to play behind me. I really don't. I know what my intro will be and what I'm leaving to. But what comes on behind me, I have no clue. You guys will remember the other day, Nigel had on something behind me. And I couldn't concentrate because he put on pop music. And I'm like, what the? I can't do that. And so he changed the music and the show was able to go. I couldn't do it. And it wasn't even like good pop. It wasn't like Britney Spears when she was good. I don't even listen to pop music now, so I can't tell you. But y'all will remember, I normally will just rock with what's on behind me. Because it usually fits. But this song was about some dumb shit. And I'm like, Nigel, I can't. And he fixed it, and we were able to go on. So, I'm just saying that I know that the long pauses, he's having a fit, because there are long pauses. I'm used to having them with music. But I'm sad, and that long pause, that needed to stand there for an American who is literally trying to reach out to their people to say, I've basically given up on these motherfuckers. It's astounding.
I have talked to numerous private conversations. I've spoken to different groups. I've even offered legal assistance to certain people who had Secret Service issues. What I can tell you, that on the surface, there are a lot of people who like to get pissed off and like to talk and like to get angry and get worked up and let's put on our pussy hats and just tell them what they think on a sign with sparkly glitter.
Okay.
But when it comes down to specifically understanding what's going on, how it really affects them or their country people, they have no fucking clue.
And do you know why that is?
I think people love sensationalism and they love to be part of a cause, whether they understand it or not.
No, I don't think that that's it. I will tell you what I think it is. And it ties in to something we talked about earlier this week. But given the fact that we branded the NRA a terrorist group, I'm going to tell the NAACP that they need to look into that. That's how I'm going to try to save the United States. I told you guys earlier this week I'm not running for Congress. I want to stay married. I'm like Barack. I kind of like my life the way it is. I'm pretty happy. I'd like to stay that way. But there are other things that I can do. I'm worried about us, like, as a humanity. Sri Lanka is one of the richest countries in the world. And it didn't used to be. It was much like Taiwan. It could be great, but it was just crushed. And so what Sri Lanka did was it paid its teachers like we pay investment bankers. And so people wanted to teach. And so you got the best people coming out of college. Instead of going into engineering, they taught. And so, Sri Lanka, one of the richest countries in the world right now. Like, eighth, I believe. And it's small. Sri Lanka is not like the size of China. It's more like Hawaii. But, Sri Lanka is 70% Buddhist. I was about to say 90. And Muslims are being killed in Sri Lanka. And if we've lost the Buddhists, Namingo Renge Kyo, flower and the lotus and the mud. If we've lost the nature nuts, I'm worried. Buddhists are the most peaceful people I have ever come across in my life. And if they are killing Muslims and burning mosques.
Not just killing. They are murdering the men, raping and torturing women, and throwing their infants into fire. This is brutal. This is some, fucking Rwanda shit. This is bad.
So now I brought up Slobodan Milosevic.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But it's that bad.
Yeah.
And I know when most people think of Buddhists, you probably think the Buddhist monks. It's not the Buddhist monks. But it's still Buddhist. God damn it, my therapist is a Buddhist. They chant and light incense. They don't fight. Now, wait, I shouldn't say that because if you hurt somebody that my therapist cares about, you're going to get fucked up. You are going to get fucked up. But, yo, Wallach ain't out raping and murdering motherfuckers. Like, no. So,
yeah.
Listen, seriously, we have got to get a hold on how we treat each other. I don't just mean in Sri Lanka or England or Germany or God help the United States of America. I know that every time I say something about China, that's not good. Like, I could tell when our ratings go, like, they balloon when I speak about. Now, they may find a way to splice this part in. Where I talk about China is now the global leader economically. They've got the batteries for the electric cars on lock. As the United Kingdom will probably be last because the European Union is going full steam ahead. Everything has to be green. In 2 years, Oslo is this year. You'll notice our buses. Have you ridden the double decker that's electric? It's magnificent. China is building all those batteries. They're set for their future. The rest of us are kind of fucked up. But when I talk about President Xi being now Mao Zedong, now he's going to cut that off. He doesn't want. They cut us out a long time ago when we started talking about revolution and in the streets. They don't want to hear that shit. But they will figure out a way to splice together because they do it on CNN all the time. They run CNN when CNN is talking shit about everybody else. They go to China, bloop, going. So I can tell when China has allowed the show to be downloaded. The podcast numbers go up tremendously. We don't have a live feed in the China. Because I say too much fucked up shit.
Yeah.
And I swerve in and out. Because on some levels, I commend China. China is trying to build up Africa. How could I be against that? And it's except for, but they're spreading that autocrat shit. Not free elected officials. No. I commend them for building up Africa, not spreading that other bullshit. But did you ever notice that the Muslims don't fuck with China? Like there are no terrorist attacks in Japan?
Yes, because they're strictly banned.
See? That's why I can't fuck with China. Because, yeah, that's an awesome way to protect your people. Y'all can't come the fuck in. But I don't want to live like that. In isolation? It's Women's History Month. It's International Women's Day. We talked about her already. And I can't even remember the... Now I got it now. Ryoko Azuma became the first. She would be an admiral in the Navy in the United Kingdom as well as. No, she would not be an admiral in the United States. I guess she would be a captain. Admirals don't sail. in the United States. But she is the first commander of a naval vessel, and it's the largest one in the fleet. It's a warship. And so, while I'm against war, I am the future's female, so why not have, I bet you, I'm more comfortable with a woman at the helm of a nuclear ship than a dude. The way guys are acting now, you know, mine is bigger than yours, let me show you. Women don't behave like that. Yes, they are catty sometimes, yes. Sometimes I have to listen to my wife drone on about how Marge did something that I am not really listening to, but I'm kind of, because Marge is a bitch. I know to say that. Oh, she's such a bitch. Yeah. They do that. But if that's the worst that they do, I think humanity can survive that. You know, the next president of the United States should be a woman. It should be a woman. I'm not so certain. It should be my liberal darling, Kamala Harris.
No.
You know why? She is not tough enough.
No.
I need somebody heartless like Hillary Clinton. Just with no garbage. I need a heartless, cold, I will get this shit done, Hillary Clinton. But I don't want the scandals. I don't want the hubris. I'm liking Kristen Gillibrand. Because I saw her on the Colbert Show, and not live or anything like that. I don't want to try to, no. You could watch it on YouTube. I hope y'all know that. You don't have to stay up till 11:30 at night. And then we're going to get out of here. But Stephen Colbert asked her, like, you know, Al Franken didn't even get to go through the process. And people are mad at you because, you know, we lost somebody that's on our side. And she said, hold up, Stephen. Hold up. It was 8 accusations. I found them to be credible. I can't just say, oh, well, you're my friend, so no. And maybe she learned from Hillary, you know, covering up for Bill. She still won't say anything against them because they butter the bread. And I understand that. And that's why she's even more acceptable to me. Because, see, people don't expect a woman to do the same fucking thing that Mitch McConnell does. I do. As a matter of fact, I want a woman as heartless and cold as Mitch McConnell, except I want her on my side. Meaning she will be heartless to corporations and heartless to polluters and rapers and abusers. But I don't know who the hell I would vote for president right now. They all fucking make me sick. I have not heard one person stand up to Chuck Schumer and say, Chuck, you got rolled. I don't know what we're going to call our march on Independence Day, but we need to make a push for this autumn. I mean this shit. I don't know who we need to get behind us. I know for a fact the seniors are with me. Okay, this is not normal. This is not normal. What happened today was not normal. This presidency and the way that the press is handling this, like this is just a regular, another scandal. We literally went from no drama Obama to this shit. And all liberals do every fucking day is say, oh, this is horrible. This is awful. I want action. Autumn, as Lawrence O'Donnell would say, you get tonight's last word.
You want to go to speak for change? Go to the kids. Contact the kids at the National School Walkout. Contact the Young Democrats. Reach out to them. They'll get it done.
So you want me to take my activism and lay it at the foot of somebody else and just leave it there?
Sure.
That's not going
to... No, what if these are the people that need to be rallied. It's the kids. We know the women's marches.
Well, the women's march was the people who got behind them to help them get this march on Washington. And before I go, and I'm going to get you out of here, like I said on Whitney Houston's I'm Every Woman, they wanted to be in the mall, and the Trump administration let a talent show have the Washington Mall that day. I just want you to understand what your government is doing to these children as Dick's and Walmart and Kroger and I think it was it the Bank of Omaha who, I can't remember, it was the first bank that said, we're not making any more NRA visas. Georgia punished Delta Airlines. They said like 7 fucking people used that NRA flying discount. But, you know, Georgia, you can fucking suck it. It's about kids' lives. And I don't want children growing up thinking that this is fucking normal or acceptable behavior. Donald Trump has to go. He has to go now. Tom Sayre has, I guess he has a petition. That's not good enough. I need you in the streets. On Independence Day, we need to be on the mall telling our elected fucking officials, if you don't impeach him, you will not have a job in November. That's how serious this is. And we need to do the same fucking thing in the UK. Russia fucked with us. We don't want a Brexit. If you don't want a Brexit, I fucking go to Theresa May's house. We can't get that close to 10 Downing Street. But let's get as close as we can. How about that? And fuck it. I can't be in two places at one time. So, Bastille Day. Fuck the French. Y'all can't stand the French any fucking way, and you know it. On Bastille Day, we should be at 10 Downing Street telling Theresa May, we're not fucking leaving the European Union. How about that? Two marches. Two. I'm going to be jet lagged like a motherfucker because I'm going to be at both. For Nigel, who I have perpetually locked in the Tower of London, simply to do my bidding. But Autumn, across the pond in sunny Arizona, while I freeze my jibs off here, I want to thank you for tuning in to TK's Take. I have been your high and angry host, the Sandstorm, taking human form, TK the Great. Enjoy the remainder of your Woman's Day in the United States. And enjoy Whitney Houston's I'm Every Woman. I'm out.
Anything you want done, baby.